After dealing with storm surge and catastrophic flooding, some residents of New Bern, North Carolina got a bit of good news today, a chance to get a hot meal after being cooped up waiting for Florence to pass. As NPR's Bracton Booker reports, when Smithfield Chicken and Barbecue opened today, the lines were long and the appetites were big.
By 10 a.m., parked cars were lined up nearly a block down Martin Luther King Boulevard. Just a day ago, parts of this town were underwater. Today, people just want to get out, stretch their legs, and chow down on some comfort food. Pete Jones is in his pickup with his wife and 17-month-old daughter.
We're tired of chips and cookies and bologna sandwiches.
So what you going to order when you finally get in line here?
I'm going to get two family packs, chicken and barbecue. Probably going to spend about $100.
Further up the line, Jamie Cherry sits in an SUV full of friends and family who are famished. This will be their first hot meal in 4 days.
I came to get something to eat. I didn't know what I was going to get. Just saw the line and got in it.
Antonio Williams works the drive-thru. He and other employees here took it upon themselves to open up today, even as their own homes suffered damage. For Williams, he's working this shift in damp track pants.
I live on Sunnyside. That's flooded. I got out of there. I swim. I ain't got no shoes. I ain't got nothing. See? This is what I'm wearing. I'm wearing flip-flop.
None of this bothers Maya Hargrove, Daisy Gibbs, and Remy Lindsay. They've been in a shelter for the past 3 days eating frozen Lunchables. They're just happy to have a hot meal.
We got 16 pieces of chicken, and they being stingy with the chicken told us we got to stand outside to order our chicken. They so rude, but come get some chicken if y'all want some.
Though this doesn't fix all her problems right now, it is a delicious distraction.
Yes, what? This is luxury.
I'm trying to hurry up and eat it.
A small comfort during a challenging time in the aftermath of Hurricane Florence. Bracton Booker, NPR News, New Bern, North Carolina.